Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here toll free to bring up anything you'd like on the live Sunday edition of the program. It's Ian in the studio with you.
And Mark.
Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So we're actually going to have a special guest here at some point. We're having some technical difficulties getting him on the line, but he's Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation, and looking forward to talking with him about an unusual topic, one that really doesn't come up very often, at least by the hosts of Free Talk Live. So we'll get into that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, once upon a time, I paid my property taxes in dollar bills. You remember that?
Yes, I remember you doing that. I think you brought some pizza for the people in line, too, didn't you?
That's true. In case there was someone who was waiting behind me, I wanted to try to not be as much of a burden on them as I could be. And brought the pizza sort of as an advance apology, I guess, for what was going to happen,
which
was that it was going to take some time for these bureaucrats to count the $3,000 in, and that was only for half a year, by the way, the $3,000 in property taxes in ones. So $3,000 in ones stacks up pretty thick. It's a good three big stacks that I had stacked on top of one another in there, and
yeah.
It did take them a little while to go through it. Eventually, they ended up getting a money counting machine in that particular office, just in case things like that were to happen to them in the future.
It's wise.
But in that case, they were caught off guard, and they weren't really prepared for it.
Did you ever see the guy who folded up his property taxes in origami pigs and brought them in a donut box? No, that's how he paid a ticket. That's right.
Yeah, folded, I did see that one.
Folded them up in origami pigs and then brought it in a Dunkin' Donuts box.
Right. So, I mean, I paid the taxes, and while they were counting it, I read out a statement about how I, you know, had a fundamental disagreement with the idea of coercion and taxes, and talking about some of the terrible things that their government had done to some of my friends, like our former co-host Sam Dotson at the time. So I just kind of had this prepared speech that I gave during it. But ultimately, it made for a good YouTube video. There have been a number of people who have said that there's been a number of people who have said that they have seen that video and they were inspired by it. In fact, somebody else, I think, at least one other person, has gone and paid some form of tax in ones as because they were inspired by that video. Of course, I was inspired by other people who had done the same thing. And now a man has done something like that, but a little bit different. He's put a twist on this situation. Man in Texas has been arrested while trying to pay his tax in $1 bills for disrupting the operation and efficiency of the local tax office.
Ridiculous.
Timothy Norris, age 27, was trying to pay his $600 property taxes from RT.com at a tax office in Wichita Falls, Texas, last Wednesday when he was told to leave the office by tax assessor collector Tommy Smith. Smith accused Norris of creating a disturbance and disrupting the efficiency of the authority, as the latter wanted to pay the whole sum with $1 bills. However,
you know, this is legal tender, right?
There's a detail. However, the banknotes were folded very tightly.
Ah, I see.
So it required tax office personnel approximately 6 minutes to unfold each bill.
Oh, come on.
That sounds unbelievable.
Only a government bureaucrat could take 6 minutes to unfold a bill.
How? I want to see a picture of what this guy's bills looked like before he took them in there. How possibly tightly could one fold a dollar bill? I don't know. I mean, maybe it is possible to make some sort of jigsaw knot out of a dollar bill, but I highly doubt it. It's just a sheet of cotton, right? I mean, it's like a material, a fabric of some sort.
Yeah.
So
go for it.
I don't believe that claim. Unfolding the bills, they say, paralyzed work in the office. So Smith and Norris, or
yeah,
Smith asked Norris to leave. However, the latter refused. Why would you want to let them count the money on their own, right? You would want to observe that process.
Why would they want him to leave?
The Wichita County Sheriff's Office deputy, who was present as the situation unfolded, tried to arrest Norris, but he pulled away, so the deputy had to use force to detain him, which they really like doing that. Norris was charged with criminal trespass and additionally charged with resisting arrest, of course. His bail was announced and as standing at $500 for both charges. So I'm very curious to know exactly what these bills look like. I mean, was it like origami folded bills? And if so, does it really take that long to I understand it takes a long time to create origami. Does it really take as much time to
unfold it? Yeah, I'm highly skeptical.
Share your thoughts here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
But it does beg the question, why is it that you can't use, I mean, what? How far can one go in paying one's bill as a protest? And
before it becomes disruptive?
Yeah, before it becomes disruptive. Because these government bureaucrats think everything's disruptive. Ultimately, yeah, you're disruptive for bringing in $1 bills. I mean, you know, just write us a check. Send us our money the way we want it. When we steal from you, we demand not just your money, but your obeisance.
And just to be clear, they did not charge him with disrupting the operation and efficiency of the tax office. That's not a criminal charge. They charged him with criminal trespass, meaning that he was trespassing at the location at which he is told that he has to come on a yearly or maybe more than once a year basis to pay these taxes. Now, I guess you could argue that, well, he could still pay the taxes by check via mail, but
sure. He
is a member of the public. He is trying to go and be obedient and pay these people their extraction, and yet he's been charged now with criminal trespass for being on ostensibly public property. I mean, this is yet another example, and I've had plenty of experience with this, being banned from the state liquor stores and the local schools here.
The courthouse, too.
The courthouse, which was
that
lifted.
Was found,
that
yeah.
one was found
well,
unconstitutional.
Found unconstitutional.
The others have yet to be challenged in court.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I understand what this is all about. They can tell you that all of a sudden now what you thought was public property that you paid for, that he was trying to pay for.
Right. They tell you all the time, it's all of our property.
That you can't be there. You're not allowed to be here. And if you come here, then we're going to put you in another cage, in another building. We're going to put you in this other building over here if you come in this one building.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Let's go to Jacob Hornberger. He is on the line here. And I apologize, Jacob, for the technical difficulties there at the beginning of the show. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to be here with you guys.
Yeah, we've had you on the show in the past as a founding member of the Future of Freedom Foundation.
Well, I founded the organization, yeah, and I've been on the show before.
Well, welcome back. As my understanding, Mark reached out to you, wanted to bring you on to talk about an unusual subject, one that we're fairly skeptical of here on Free Talk Live. Mark, can you explain?
Yeah, so I know that Jacob wrote a book, and I was on the phone with him, and you know he wanted to talk about the book, and I don't have a problem with that, but it was the subject that kind of, this isn't what we usually do on Free Talk Live. But then I read the description on Amazon. And the description is, according to a 2013 Gallup poll, the vast majority of Americans don't believe the government's Warren report about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. But there are so many theories about the assassination that it's difficult to make sense of it all, or even know where to start. Who has the time to delve into the controversy and figure it out? And what difference does it make anyway? And that's how I feel, Jacob. And that's what sold me is this first paragraph of your description. I mean, it's not like you buried this down in the description. That's the first thing you said is that I wonder what difference does it make anyway?
Yeah, well, I think myself, I'm certainly no expert like some of the assassination researchers, but that's the most common thing I hear from people. Is that, oh my gosh, it is so overwhelming. There's so many books and so many ideas and theories, and I just don't have the time, and I don't even know where to start. And so I thought, well, okay, I'm going to write a book addressed to that particular segment of America. It's like I call it a primer. A primer to the assassination that explains why the assassination researchers have concluded that this was a national security state operation. This was a regime change operation, and that's the title of my book, Regime Change, the JFK Assassination. And
so the government did this. Is that the claim?
Yes. Well, one branch of the government did it, the National Security branch of the government, which was effectively waging a war against the executive branch of the government.
All right, I want to hear more about it. Stand by, Jacob Hornberger. The toll-free number tonight, if you've got a question for him, 855-450-FREE. Why should we care about the JFK assassination? What's the relevance of this? I'm not convinced, but we'll find out here more in moments. And you can share your thoughts as well. It is Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The Constitution was not America's first governing document. The first was the Articles of Confederation, created in 1775, under which the existing states grouped themselves as a union. Under the Articles, votes by the 13 states had to be unanimous, and what was enacted didn't have the force of law. It was merely a suggestion to the state. The Constitution's supporters, the Federalists, argued that the Articles were weak because the nation couldn't make good on its debts or prevent squabbles among states. Be careful what you wish for, their opponents, the Anti-Federalists, warned. A more powerful federal government could dominate the states and people. The Anti-Federalists lost that battle and the new Constitution was ratified, but it is in large part thanks to them that we have a Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution adopted to address their concerns. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. We continue here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome about whatever's on your mind. We'll resume our normal format of the show here in moments, which is, of course, open phones all the time about whatever you'd like to discuss. We've actually got Jacob Hornberger with us from the Future of Freedom Foundation, and I want to continue a discussion with him here in a moment.
But first, let me tell you about Cameron Hughes Wines at chwine.com. What they do, what Cameron does, is he goes around the world and around Napa Valley and gets the best deals on the highest end wines. So he takes the overage that these winemakers have, and every business that produces something is going to have some kind of overage. He takes their overage, bottles it up, puts his own label on it with a lot number, and, you know, that way you can identify the wine that you liked, although you may not know where it came from. You likely won't know where it came from unless you're just a good wine guesser. And he takes these high-end bottles of wine, $70 to $100. These are 90 points on the wine rating scale. And he prices them between $15 and $30. It's a great deal. All you have to do is go there and check it out. We had a wine tasting. Everything was awesome, from the Cabernet Sauvignon to the what else did we have? Ian, I'm trying to think of all the different names.
There was a Meritage,
Triage, and then a Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, anyway, it was one of those. Sure.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them, and they were all great. So I would just pick my favorite wines, get a box of them, get that 6-box set because it's a nice size to ship.
Because free shipping.
And you get free shipping if you use coupon code FTL. You also get 20% off on select bottles. I'd try those too. Mm-hmm. They must be good. Go check them out. chwine.com. There's a microphone in the upper left-hand corner. You click on that. You enter coupon code FTL. Then you'll get the free shipping, and you'll get the 20% off on select bottles, and all the bottles are priced great. So chwine.com.
Jacob Hornberger's back with us. You've written a book about the JFK assassination, and Free Talk Live isn't really a conspiracy theory show, Jacob. I have to say that my normal critique here is that, you know, what's the point? Why does it matter who killed JFK? I mean, if we find out the government killed JFK, that's yet another story of government corruption that, you know, we're already well familiar with the idea that you can't trust the state and that, you know, certainly they've done false flags before. Why should someone spend time researching this?
Well, we can talk about government in general, but actually what's fascinating about this particular case, and my book isn't a book about conspiracy theories, it's about just looking at the facts that have come out, especially since the 1990s when the Assassination Records Review Board forced the release of a lot of government documents relating to the assassination, and my book just looks at the facts and draws the logical implications from those facts. But the reason we should care is that we're dealing with the national security branch of the government, which is really the most powerful branch. It was not a branch that came into existence when the country was founded. It came into existence in the 1940s, and it immediately became the most powerful branch of the government.
So what branch are we talking about here? I mean, when you say national security, who are we talking about?
We're talking about the great big military establishment, the CIA, the NSA.
Okay.
And this particular branch, I call it a branch. Other people call it double government, deep state. I consider it just a separate branch. Immediately became the most powerful branch. And what's fascinating about what happened in 63 is that a war broke out between the executive branch and the national security branch, and specifically John Kennedy. That Kennedy started moving the country in a direction that the national security branch, the military and the CIA, totally opposed.
And which direction was that? Where did he want to go that they didn't like?
He wanted to end the Cold War. He wanted to establish good relations with the Soviet Union and Cuba. He was circumventing them and approaching Castro with secret contacts and Khrushchev with secret correspondence. The CIA gets wind of this, and they considered it a grave threat to national security, that Kennedy was disarming America. He'd entered into a nuclear test ban treaty with the Soviets. He had given a tremendous speech at American University in June of 63 called the peace speech. So he was moving America in the direction that America ultimately moved in 1989, where the Cold War was ended. But back in 63, this was heresy to the military and the CIA. And we see that, for example, with Chile 10 years later, where the national security branch, the military, the intelligence forces attacked
sacked the president and effectively took over the entire government in a regime change operation.
This was 10 years later. Oh, I see. This has happened in Chile. Okay, I thought it was over Chile is what you're saying. All right, I understand.
No, it was in Chile, but the principle was the same, that Allende, who had been democratically elected, was reaching out to the Soviets. He was trying to establish good relations with the Soviets. He was a Marxist that had been elected by the citizenry, and the U.S. government said, we can't allow this to stand, and so they told the national security state in Chile, the military, they were teaching them at the School of the Americas, you have a duty to do this, that when your president is threatening national security with his policies, you've got to violate the Constitution, and you've got to protect national security. So it's clear they believe that that's their role in life, to protect national security. So the question then is, did Kennedy present a threat to national security in the eyes of the military and the CIA? And all the evidence that's been coming out, especially since the 90s, is that there was a clear war that was taking place between Kennedy and his military and CIA people.
So this Lee Harvey Oswald fella, he didn't do it?
Yeah, that's a fascinating case. As I point out in my book, if you go down one route and say he was alone, that leads inevitably to dead ends. If you say, well, he was part of a conspiracy, that leads to dead ends. And so the only logical explanation for what happens here is that Oswald is the patsy that he said he was. And all the evidence indicates that he was an operative of U.S. intelligence, either FBI, CIA, Navy intelligence. I mean, this guy was a Marine. I mean, how many Marines do you know are self-avowed communists? Not only that, but this man who supposedly defects to the Soviet Union, or he does defect to the Soviet Union, he's a former Marine, they don't ever lay a hand on him. And this is the height of the Cold War, where they're going after the Rosenberg with the death penalty. They're going after every communist they can find, destroying the Communist Party. They never lay a hand on this self-avowed traitor, communist, and I argue that the implication is that's because that was his cover. There's no other logical explanation for it, because they were not letting alone any other communists in America, or around the world for that matter.
How does it affect us today?
Well, we've got this huge national security apparatus. Is now assassination is part of its normal features. You know, back in 63, assassination was something that they kept hidden. It was something they were embarrassed about. You know, they had a formal program of assassination against foreign leaders. Nobody seems to question that. They were trying to assassinate Castro. They had entered into a partnership with the mafia. And then they entered into, the CIA enters into a massive assassination scheme with the Pinochet regime after the regime change operation in Chile. But yet today, so you have this straight line from the war on communism, the Cold War, all the way up today with the war on terrorism, the whole shebang with now the government has the power to assassinate Americans.
Jacob, hang on. Hold that thought. We'll come back here in a moment. The toll-free number is basically saying there was a coup here in the United States over John F. Kennedy. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items, or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. However, if you have a question for Jacob Hornberger, he is here on the line with us. He's talking about what it sounds like a coup or an alleged national security coup over top of the U.S. presidency back when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. The book he's written about it is called Regime Change. And so if you want to ask him a question, you do have to call us on the toll-free number because he is on Skype and we can't conference Skype calls. So our toll-free number is 855-453. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we've heard a lot about the National Security Agency over the last couple of years since the Edward Snowden revelations. And, you know, the big takeaway from Ed Snowden, if you can boil it all down, is that he recommends that people get encrypted and that you take some time and some effort and protect yourself online. ProXPN can help you with that. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, also Linux, so pretty much whatever you're using. You download ProXPN, you get started, and they encrypt your internet connection, meaning that your ISP won't know what you're doing online anymore, and neither will others who might have been trying to snoop on you. So it's very handy. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL+. When you upgrade to their premium account, You can get it at 50% off for the price of the annual account by using code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50. So with that premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget promo code FTL50 when you upgrade. That's proxpn.com/FTL. As we go back to Jacob Hornberger. So, Jacob, I mean, would you say that I've summarized this, that you're pointing out that you've got a book, it's about the JFK assassination, but about how it's part of a larger picture of the national security apparatus, literally assassinating somebody, according to your
president,
your assessment of the evidence, assassinating the person who's supposed to be their boss.
That's exactly right. But that's no different from what the Chilean national security establishment did to their boss. And your term for coup is a very appropriate one. But what was different about this one is that in other countries where you have the military take over, which, by the way, was a real threat that Kennedy was concerned about. Here in this case, you have an elevation of a vice president whose policies mirror those of the military and the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
So when Johnson comes in, he immediately abandons everything that Kennedy is doing. He cuts off negotiations with the Soviets, the secret negotiations. Castro continues to contact him secretly and say, hey, let's get this thing going. Let's end a Cold War like, Obama's doing now. And Johnson said, absolutely not. Now, he didn't give the military their invasion of Cuba, which is what they had wanted, but he did give them their war in Vietnam. While Kennedy, it's very clear now, was pulling the troops out of Vietnam. And so it was clearly a change in direction with the regime change.
Now, I mean, are you suggesting here that... Well, first of all, I guess the question, it would seem to me that prior to John F. Kennedy, that all presidents would have been heavily influenced by, whatever national security apparatus there was, as long as the apparatus existed for that president, probably the earlier ones. Obviously, there's no NSA back in the olden days. But, they would have been influenced by these people. Are you suggesting that Kennedy was somehow a rogue individual in some way, that, that he managed to get through the rigmarole and the political process of, rising through the ranks of the Democratic Party and then going through, the competition for presidency and not somehow be completely obedient to those folks? Like, why would he break away from what those people wanted in the first place?
Yeah, that's an absolutely fascinating question. And it really goes to the heart of what's going on here. But let's keep in mind first that when I talk about this national security apparatus, I'm talking about something brand new that comes into existence at the end of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And Eisenhower alluded to this in his farewell address in 61, where he says, we have this military-industrial complex. It's new to America. We've never had this before. It's necessary, he said, which I question. But he says, let's not forget that this is a grave threat, a potential threat to our liberties and democratic processes. Well, Kennedy comes into office believing all this Cold War stuff, anti-communist stuff, that the commies are coming to get us and we have to look under our beds for a communist, and we're under siege from the Soviet Union, and Cuba's a dagger at our throat. And he buys into all this. He goes along with the CIA's plan at the Bay of Pigs, and it was a CIA plan that was conjured up during the Eisenhower administration.
I think most people agree with that.
Yep. Yeah, but then he Kennedy realized he's been double crossed after the Bay of Pigs. He takes responsibility for it publicly, but he fires Alan Dulles, who ironically ends up on the Warren Commission. He was the chairman of the CIA. He fires Bissell, the deputy commander, and then another guy named Cabell. He transfers to the Pentagon, and he was furious. He says, "I'm going to tear the CIA into 1,000 pieces." Because they had led him to believe that air support wasn't necessary when they knew that air support was going to be necessary. And they figured he just wouldn't want to lose face and have to bring in the air support. So you realize he had been misled. Then you've got the Cuban Missile Crisis, which the military is saying you've got to invade. And they were pressuring on him to invade. And he refuses to do that. He ends up making a deal with the Soviet Union that the United States will never invade Cuba. Well, that dashed the hopes of the national security establishment. They believed that America couldn't survive a communist Cuba. So all of a sudden, Kennedy has this breakthrough after the Cuban Missile Crisis, and so does Khrushchev, where they say, we need to just tear down this whole Cold War. We need to end it. It's too dangerous. And so that's when Kennedy has this breakthrough that, in my opinion, actually starts questioning the whole military-industrial complex, the whole thing that Eisenhower had done. In fact, when he gives his peace speech at American University, he doesn't even consult with the military, and he doesn't consult with the CIA. And he announces in this speech, which is really a remarkable speech, where he says, Americans now need to reevaluate how they look at the Soviet people, and we need to survive on this earth together, and we need to work together to as two countries with different ideologies, but with the same aim of survival and prosperity and so forth.
Didn't the conflict in French Indochina, which later becomes Vietnam, begin under JFK?
Well, no, it was actually not. But he visited there. He was a U.S. senator at the time in 54 when that was taking place, when the French lost to Dien Bien Phu. And that had a remarkable impact on him. He saw what happens when you get involved in a land war in Asia, and then he sees the French. He wasn't there when the French lost, but he sees that the French lose. And so when the military was pressuring him to send troops to Vietnam, they first started out with Laos, and he said no. But they kept pressuring, and you can see the power that the military and the CIA have on a president at this point. So he finally succumbs to this pressure and says, okay, I'll give you some troops in Vietnam, but only advisors. He never sent combat troops.
Okay.
And then about a few weeks before he was assassinated, there's a famous order, that executive order he issued, saying begin with 1,000 troops withdrawal from Vietnam, and then he tells his aides, as soon as the 64 election's over and I beat Goldwater, we're going to have a full pullout from Vietnam. Well, this was heresy. I mean, this was the height of the Cold War. This was effective to surrender, because if you don't go into Vietnam, the dominoes start falling, with the final domino being America. So Kennedy was a heretic in terms of the whole Cold War mindset. It was because he achieved this breakthrough that this was all just a bunch of bull.
And so you're saying they took him out, and I guess another big question is that are they still in control, right? I mean, was this a permanent coup, and the National Security Agency has ruled over presidents with an iron fist?
Not just the NSA, but
or the CIA, et cetera.
But
they've ruled over the presidents with an iron fist ever since, that, you know, Obama and Bush, you know, if they know what's good for them, they'll do what they're told.
Another fantastic question.
It's obviously speculation. If you want, hang on. We'll bring you back here for it. In moments, with more with Jacob Hornberger. He's with us here, and you can call in with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
This is a message for everyone suffering from acid reflux. Right now, Zymbiotics is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of a new breakthrough that actually cures acid reflux. That's right. We're giving everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes a free full-size trial of this life-changing discovery. Just call 1-800-939-5356. If lines are busy, try again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer. Zymbiotics is our number one product for acid reflux, and there's nothing like it. Powered by all natural doctor-recommended ingredients, it's scientifically designed to cure acid reflux the healthy and natural way. But you can only get a free trial by calling now. Take part in this special nationwide giveaway and see the results for yourself. If you want to cure your acid reflux, call now to participate in this special nationwide giveaway of Zymbiotics. For your free trial, call 1-800-939-5356 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-939-5356. 1-800-939-5356.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Maybe you've got a question for Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation, also the author of Regime Change, a book talking about how the, in his opinion, the CIA and NSA, the National Security Military Industrial Complex apparatus, seized control of the presidency with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And you can obviously read more about it in his book, which, I got a question for you, Jacob Hornberger. Is the book available through the usual sources like Amazon?
Well, it's only available on Amazon. And I might mention that this is actually the second book I've written on this. The first book came out last September called The Kennedy Autopsy, which we published in conjunction with another ebook on Amazon called JFK's War with the National Security Establishment, that goes to the motive here that we've been talking about, and that's by Douglas Horn, who served on the ARRB in the 1990s. Those two books, they
What is the ARRB?
The Assassination Records Review Board.
Gotcha.
That was what came out after the JFK movie by Oliver Stone that forced the release of all of this evidence that really is much of which is detailed in my book. It's almost like brand new evidence.
Mm.
But those two books have been on the Amazon bestseller list, top 100 best-selling books of the 20th century American history since January.
Congratulations.
It's really nice. They sell for $1 each. Now, the Regime Change sells for $4.99. 99 cents each.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good deal. And this, the Regime Change book sells for $4.99. But you asked a question before the break about, you know, what is the difference here? Does the national security branch still hold its power? And there's a great book called The National Security State and Double Government, or National Security and Double Government, by a professor at Tufts University called Glennon. That's his last name. And it's effectively brand new. And he makes this argument. Now, it's not a book about the assassination, but he makes an extremely persuasive case of what I'm talking about, that ever since the advent of this national security establishment in the 1940s, it has become the real government in America, and that there's this aura that the democratic part of the government, the part that was established in 1787, the judicial branch, the legislative branch, the executive branch, that that's where the power is. But that's only because they want Americans to feel like everything's normal. But he argues very persuasively that all of the power, or most of the power, is with the military and the CIA and the NSA, primarily because of their information gathering ability. But I would add to that that information gathering ability is they just have the power, period. I mean, they have the guns and the tanks and the bullets. And if anybody questions that, I say, well, look at Chile. I mean, when the military there, the military branch got into a fight with Allende, Allende fought back. He had a military helmet. He lost.
The difference is that, you know, in the United States, the military-industrial complex wouldn't, at this point, it seems unlikely that they would just go ahead and seat themselves as a sort of a military banana republic or something.
Well,
like
no,
that.
Right. That's what he's saying, is that they're still pulling the strings,
right.
Essentially.
I get that it's a string pulling as opposed to just sort of setting up a junta, as it were.
Yeah, that wouldn't look as good.
It would certainly not look as good. I would agree that the United States military has basically been in charge since Vietnam, as far as, you know, funding, sitting there as the 800-pound gorilla. It's pretty obvious that U.S. citizens foot the bill for, to some extent, peace around the world, what let's call it stability around the world, and clear shipping lanes. The U.S. Navy is making sure that the vast majority of places that the shipping lanes are clear, and U.S. taxpayers are paying for that, and has really very, you know, why isn't Europe paying for that? Well, they don't have to, because somebody else is already doing it. So I would concur with that, but what does... Is this going to be sort of the book? Is this going to? Are we going to go down in history understanding that JFK was in fact assassinated by the military-industrial complex? And is this going to change something?
Well, you know, I argue independently of the assassination that the adoption of this national security apparatus is the worst mistake America's ever made. I mean, this is a total violation of the principles of freedom and limited government, a government that has the power to assassinate its own citizens with impunity and round them up and torture them and put them in military dungeons. That's not a free society. But it was all justified under the Cold War, and now it's justified under the war on terrorism. And I argue that the only way to achieve a free society is through the dismantling, not the reform of this apparatus.
How is that going to happen? I mean, obviously you can't elect your way to success at the national level. I mean, all this effort being put behind certain presidential candidates, for instance, you might as well just be throwing your money into a fire. This isn't going to change. D.C. isn't going to be reformed, is it?
No, of course not, and I agree with you. It's just a waste of money to get into the political campaigns and think that you're going to elect the right Republican or Democrat or whatever is going to change things. But look, ideas matter. Ideas have consequences. I mean, you guys got this show, and you had that little blurb about this guy paying his taxes. And well, why do you do that? Well, because you believe that ideas have power. They can transform a society.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that America lived without things like the drug war and the standing military and a foreign empire, military bases and a CIA. And bad ideas cause this major change. And so why can't it work in reverse, where good ideas, the freedom ideas, cause a transformation in people's thinking that then brings about the change in society? And that's where I agree.
Well, I like the idea of people manifesting a better world for themselves. It's just kind of a messy process, right? Like, you know, getting from here to there isn't necessarily going to be a bump-free ride, I guess.
Well, that's probably true, but I mean, it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, you know, you have these giant transformations in society like freedom of religion and due process of law and trial by jury that come back to a society sometimes relatively peacefully. I mean, England ended slavery very peacefully. So it's entirely possible that if Americans discover their heritage and they realize that America's foreign policy was based in large part on Swiss foreign policy, which is totally defense. Don't go abroad in search of monsters to destroy and so forth. Don't have this huge military establishment. Then I think we can see some major fundamental changes.
Yeah, I would say we're nowhere near that happening in the United
States.
We're
a ways off, that's for sure.
People seem to just get all kinds of behind whenever the war sabers start rattling. A lot of Americans fall right in behind. They get very excited about it.
I think the biggest problem with that is essentially the near religious reverence that we have for military men, those brave men and women who gave their lives for, you know, whatever it is that they claim that they gave their lives for. In my opinion, it's basically to keep
the lies of politicians
from looking like lies and to line the pockets of the military industrial complex. That's what two-time Medal of Honor winner Smedley Butler said, and I don't believe that I've got enough to, I've got enough information to say that he was wrong. I've got a question, though, Jacob. Let me ask you this. It might unwrap this whole theory. Is why didn't Dwight D. Eisenhower, who lived until 1969, come out and say something like, you know, he thinks that Kennedy was assassinated by the military-industrial complex?
Well, I think it's extremely difficult for establishment people to talk about that. I mean, we all see what happens when somebody suggests that this was a national security operation, you know, conspiracy theory and so forth. But the guy that came closest to it was Truman, who brought the CIA into existence. And 30 days after the Kennedy assassination, and I don't think this is a coincidence, he publishes an op-ed in the Washington Post that says, "The CIA has become a very sinister organization. It's engaged in things that I never had designed for it, and it's affecting credibility of our country in all over the world, and that we need to do something about this." And I think that what he was really doing was alluding to the idea that this could have very well been the case. But keep in mind that the evidence, and this is, I keep coming back, my book's not about theories, it's about look at the evidence, and the primary evidence is the autopsy. I mean, that's really a key to understanding the assassination, is the autopsy. And much of the evidence relating to the autopsy didn't get released till the ARRB met in the 1990s and forced the military to disclose what had happened during the autopsy. Now, some of it had been released, but not the incriminating stuff. And when you look at the autopsy, you're shocked. I mean, that was my first book that I mentioned earlier, The Kennedy Autopsy. When you look at the evidence, just straight evidence of what happened with the autopsy, it's almost impossible not to come to the conclusion that this was a false autopsy, a fraudulent autopsy, and that means cover-up. And once you conclude that that's a cover-up, then you ask yourself, who are they covering up for?
Jacob Hornberger, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Definitely appreciate your time. What is the website for the Future of Freedom Foundation? FFF.org, correct?
That's correct. And thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for your time tonight. Jacob Hornberger there with us. Our phones are open to you to talk about anything that's on your mind. Coming up, police pay up to the hackers. We'll tell you what happened. 855-450-FREE is our number. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam. My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.